Hello, hello, what's happening, Hornets, and welcome back to the Bryant Media Podcast. My name is Eli Hill, and with me today I have...
Asher Bird.
And...
Landon Boyd.
How's y'all's day today?
Good day.
Almost... Continue.
Almost spring break, so...
That's very true.
I'm happy about that.
Tomorrow's a short day.
I got testing tomorrow.
That's right, because you're a young boy.
Nerd.
Shut it. Other than that, I mean, talent show is entertaining, heard a lot of stories.
Today was the
that.
Talent show. I went and recorded it, so I got in for free.
Woo!
So, did you go to it at
you
all?
You lucky dog.
Oh, I had to do, like, class stuff, and I also had a test. And I had
gotcha.
I had a science test, so I didn't end up going, but I heard a lot of stories.
I wasn't gonna go, because I didn't want to pay for it, and then Mr. Westbrook's like, we need someone to go record it. I'm like, sure, I'll record it. So, that's what happened to me.
I did hear there was a Wii cover
yes,
band.
Yes. There was like a whole band set up and they played the Me theme and the Wii Shop Channel theme. And you know what's funny is right before they started playing, the Wii music was playing, but it was quiet enough that I wasn't sure if it was actually playing or if I was going insane or not. So and then they started playing and I was like,
boop,
oh.
Boop, boop, yeah. Boop, 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 boop.
So basically my favorite part of the talent show. I think other people did great, but... Oh, yeah. You want to continue the conversation y'all had just a minute ago before we started recording about the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I have a guitar in the podcast room. I was playing it for... Because I am doing stage management next year.
Oh, that's cool.
And you have to, like, audition for it to, like...
Did you audition today?
Make sure that... No. You have to make sure that you know your stuff. And I brought it in to, like, practice a little bit and show Mr. Clay my guitar and ask if it was all right if I could play it.
That's cool. Thing. Stage management's fun. I'm currently in that class, so it's where I just got back from. All right, boys. So let's get into today's activity. Not topic, activity. We're going to be actively doing something. Today, I have made a list... of trivia questions.
I didn't study for this test.
Well, I don't think there's anything you had to study for.
Yeah.
Well, there is. There's one segment where I was oh. Like, if you don't know it, then you're not going to know it. So we're doing a Jeopardy style thing. I have went to a website and just inputted in things for Jeopardy style. So there'll be a list of categories and there'll be a number of points on the side. And one of y'all will select it, I'll click on it, I'll read out the question, and I'll show it to y'all like this, and whoever raises their hand first, I'll call on, and then if you answer it...
I want a buzzer.
We don't have buzzers.
I want a buzzer.
No, don't. We're not doing that. That's too complicated.
Can I do one of these?
No. That's good. No, because well, look what you like, did already.
Yeah, but like, you do it with the palm of your hand.
I'll be able to tell who raises their hand the fastest.
Gotta have
be your, a little higher than that.
You gotta be like...
I heard that.
I
you
heard
just
that pop.
The crap out of your arm.
And that's why we should have buzzers.
That was all.
Use your other hand.
Ooh,
use your other
me,
hand.
Me, pick me. Oh.
All right. Well, let's actually get started.
Okay.
So we have two rounds. We have the regular round, and then we have double Jeopardy. By the way, I told you this earlier, but you don't have to answer with a question. It's just normal trivia. I'm not gonna like give you an answer, and you have to be like, "What is?" You don't have to do that.
What is the What's Happening Hornets podcast?
What is that? That's what we're currently doing. All right. So, you boys ready?
Yes.
There will be two teams. Let me input that first. All right. The categories are video games, movies, Bryant High School, fundamentals of television, and the podcast. All right. Nose goes real quick. Asher, you go first.
Woo.
Pick a category and however many points you want.
Fundamentals of television 500.
All right.
Going straight for the kill, I see.
All right. Question. How many monthly shows have we put out and how many weekly shows have we put out? You need to answer both.
I know one of them was six.
There's not a timer, by the way, unless I can tell y'all are taking too long.
Okay.
Just remember, if you get it wrong, Mr. Westbrook will be very mad.
Also, you get minus points. You can answer two. This is a free-for-all.
Oh, this is how we're doing it?
Yes. Yeah. It's like Jeopardy. The only thing that's different is the fact that you don't have to answer with a question.
So if we get
I
half
don't
of it
know
right.
the exact number, so I'm not going to answer.
Do you have an answer, Landon?
We've put out like four monthly shows and I believe like six weekly.
The answer is four monthly and four weekly.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yes. They were tied, basically.
Oh, yeah, we alternated them.
Yeah, because the beginning of the year, we've just tried to get our shoes down. We've gotten more out this semester. Mm. All right. Asher, pick another category.
The podcast 300.
Podcast 300. What episode of the podcast was the MCU episode? I need a number.
Okay, recording or ones that was put out?
Ones that was put out. If you go to Spotify and you look at the episode number, what episode is going to be the MCU podcast? No, you can't do that. I'm watching y'all.
No.
I'm watching y'all.
It was...
Okay, fine. I'll do it real quick. You're gonna both pull up your phones and you're gonna look for it.
I don't have Spotify on my phone.
You don't
anymore.
Have Spotify?
Ha, no. Yes, I win.
Okay, no, that's cheating. If you can't both do it, then...
No, I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking.
It was before Spider-Man came out, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was before Spider-Man. I think I mentioned a Spider-Man leak that episode.
Yeah.
I think I know.
Okay.
I'm going to take episode 4.
Episode
that
5.
That is incorrect. Y'all are both incorrect.
What?
Is it 3?
It's episode 8.
Episode 8?
It's episode 8. Oh, yeah. There was a lot of episodes.
It got posted that far?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly. All right, Asher, pick another category.
Hold on. Wait.
Yeah, I'm right. I looked at it. I made the quiz.
Look at this man.
Why
he knows
is it
everything.
Eight?
I run the podcast.
There's a lot of episodes we're not in, Asher. We're not the center of the universe.
I
here.
Realize, but I feel like there was less than that.
No. Yeah, it was episode 8. Because episode 1 was informational. Episode 2 was the 12 Angry Jurors. Mm-hmm. Episode 3 was the Thanksgiving episode.
No, that's number 4. Number 3 is for the freaking special. Minecraft trivia
one. Oh, yeah, that's right. So episode 4 is Thanksgiving. Episode 5, I think, is the one act. Episode 6, I don't remember.
It's Fayetteville 7A State Championship.
And then what's 7?
Mine.
Yeah, and then
I knew
it's the
that
MCU.
One. I knew that one.
It's the MCU one.
I thought the MCU one came out before Asher's
No,
Associates.
We had it recorded before Asher's Associates.
Yeah.
But it was on the backlog.
Darn.
Because Mr. Westbrook wouldn't look at him.
Okay, well, instead of giving us both negative 300, just keep it 0.
No.
Okay, fine.
This is my rules.
That's okay.
You can still win, even if you have a negative. You just have to be higher than the other person. Sure. Asher, pick a category. You know what? No, Landon, you pick a category.
Okay. Give me.
I feel like my rights are being stripped away
100.
Here.
Movies 100.
I'm gonna go simple with it.
Yeah, it's simple because it's 100. So, What movie had the famous quote, "Life is like a box of chocolates"?
Forrest Gump.
I rose my hand.
We haven't done that at all yet.
Technically, he has. Technically, he has raised his hand.
Okay.
I'm gonna let this one slide.
Okay.
Because this is the first one that we've actually had y'all answer.
I rose my hand.
Well, you're still winning by, you have negative 300, he has negative 700.
How do I have negative 700?
Because you answered the Fundamentals of Television 500 one.
He still tried to answer that one.
No, I didn't.
He didn't answer it, though.
You were like 6 weeks and then you gave up.
What? Well, okay. You can come back. You can make a comeback.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm giving this to you. So, pick another category.
I gotta get my redemption arc in here.
Movies for 400. What was Stephen King's first book adapted into a movie? I will give you a hint. It was in the 70s. The book wasn't made in the 70s. The movie came out in the 70s. Well, it might have been made in the 70s. I don't know when the book came out, but make sure to raise your hand.
Which one was this?
Make sure to raise your hand. There's gonna be a lot
of
silences.
I don't know
in this
all
episode.
Of Stephen King's movies. That's the thing. I think Landon.
Well, if you know the books as well, you can make a guess. Because he's written a lot of books.
Yeah, I know he's written a lot.
Like, I have a guess. I just can't remember the name for the life of me right now.
Just like give us the characters or whatever. I don't know.
I'm thinking it's the one with the killer car, but I don't think it's that one.
It is not. Is not Maximum Overdrive. That movie.
That's the killer truck.
Like, wait, there's two of them?
Isn't Maximum Overdrive the one with like the
with
killer
the trucks?
The freighter,
yeah.
But there's one with like the car.
Are
like
you
the
serious?
Muscle car. Yeah, there's a muscle car one.
That's so stupid.
Is it, you know, I'm going to give my guess.
All right.
Is it Carrie?
Landon, it is Carrie.
Okay, yeah.
It is Carrie. I'm so glad you got that. Yep. All right, y'all are tied for negative 300. Yeah. Landon, pick another category.
Give me video games for 200.
Video games 200.
Yes.
How many different shapes are there in Tetris? Make sure to raise your hand. I'm going to remind y'all every time. For those audio listeners, they're both counting on their fingers to try and figure out which one it is. Landon?
Real quick question.
Okay.
This isn't like, okay. When you say shapes, do you also include like the backwards versions of
those? Those are separate shapes.
Those are separate shapes. Okay.
Doing the mental. She looks so confused.
Missing any?
Go can vocalize your thoughts.
Seven.
Right. Asher says seven, and that is the correct answer.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I'm missing one, but I'm not.
Yeah. The one I did, I ran through this with a couple of other people, and they kept saying five because they kept forgetting the two backwards ones.
No, I was counting those. I was just for some reason thinking like the T block had another. Like,
oh no,
another one.
Well, a straight line is literally just one, and then everything else has a reverse of it.
The T doesn't. T block is
square.
In the square.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, I forgot the T was there. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Asher, pick a category. That was really good.
Video games 400.
Video games 400. Who was the first person to get a perfect score in Pac-Man?
Oh, I know his name. I've read. My friend is a huge Nintendo,
and there was
Nintendo
a small documentary about him as well.
Yeah, my friend is a huge Nintendo fan.
He might be more known for his Donkey Kong world record.
Yeah. Same guy.
But he has a bunch of arcade world records.
I know. My friend, he's a huge Nintendo fan, and he was playing Donkey Kong, and he mentioned this. What is his name? My friend's gonna listen to this and make fun of me later.
I can't think of it.
Can't think of it?
I can think of the regular show parody.
Wait, what?
The regular show parody. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's like the second episode, and there's like this giant head, and his name's like Bobby something. He's just a giant head.
I don't know, and I'm ashamed that I don't know.
All right. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get minus points either. Mm-hmm. Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, that's what it was.
All right, Asher, pick another category.
Bryant High School 200.
Bryant High School for 200. How many parking lots do we have? The example is for the lots. Landon?
Four.
We have four parking lots.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the original thing was I looked up a map to see of the school to see how many parking lots we have. Originally, the answer was going to be five because they have lot B listed twice. And I was going to throw in kind of a cheat answer.
Yeah, so. You didn't give me the points for the other one that I got.
Oh, that's right. I need to do that. You got
stop cheating me.
Tetris one. So I boom. Y'all are both tied for negative 100. Yeah. Landon, pick a category.
Let's get Fundamentals of Television 100 up.
Fundamentals of Television for 100. How do you change camera angles on the TriCaster? Raise your hand. Raise it. Raise high. Yeah, there you go, Asher.
You press the program button, and
you've already failed.
Changes what? No.
Yes.
Change camera angles and change between cameras.
Yeah, change between the camera angles on the screen of the TriCaster.
Yeah, there's a line. There's
you've already got it wrong.
How?
There's only one button that you press.
Oh, is it just
Landon?
Take?
Take.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, it's take. It's just take.
I like rarely ever use that. That's the thing.
That's how you're supposed to change the camera angles.
No,
like
you press the preset and then you hit take and then you
But if you're just switching,
then it goes into program.
Yeah, if you're just switching the camera angles, it's just the take button.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I had.
But you said program. It's just one button. I only needed the one button.
This whole podcast is just
it's
going to
be an argument because it's trivia. And trivia brings out. This is like the Mario Party of the podcast. Yeah. All right, Landon.
Did you take away points for that?
Yes, because you got it wrong.
I was right. No, the program does the same thing.
Fine. I'll give you back.
We both get points.
No, you don't get any points.
Yeah.
But Landon still gets his.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, Landon, pick a category.
Movies 500.
Movies for 500. What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? Landon?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
It is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
There was no way I would know that.
What's Disney? Disney has been around for a hot minute. I think the 20s is the first anime. Because they did animated shorts before.
Yeah, and then they got involved in World War II stuff. Yeah.
Landon?
Let's just get all movies out of the way. 300.
Movies for 300. Out of these MCU characters,
okay.
Which one was not dusted? Groot, Mantis, Wanda, Vision, T'Challa, or Maria Hill? Which one was not dusted?
Who's?
Raise your hand if you have an answer. Don't say it out loud. But you can vocalize your thoughts, but don't say out the answer out loud.
I don't know who Landon. That is.
Is it Maria Hill?
No. Maria Hill is like the chick that follows Nick Fury around.
No, not her, not her.
Who are you talking about then?
I don't know who Mantis is.
You don't know who Mantis is?
She's the little dude with like the things, and she's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, she's from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Asher, do you have an answer? Landon has already got it wrong.
Yeah. It's Wanda, right?
Y'all are both incorrect.
What?
It's Vision. Because he was he died before the snap.
Just, oh.
So he wasn't dusted.
That's
how
good,
is it?
That's a good trick question.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, that's a trick question.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm like, Vision's Vision's dead. All of them are
I was gonna say Gamora, but Gamora's was like too like emotionally impactful, so I picked Vision. Are you okay? Are you having
the Captain Marvel post-credits scene shows Maria Hill getting snapped.
No, yeah the post-credit scene in the Infinity War.
Yeah, post-credits. Oh, is it?
It's in the Infinity War.
Yeah, because that's what teases Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Both of them get snapped. Yeah. And then...
Yeah, and they cut off they cut off Samuel L. Jackson saying the best line. We're not gonna say it here because.
Of course. Yeah.
All right. Landon, pick a category. See, you were the last one to get one right.
Okay.
I'm so glad y'all fell for that.
Movies 200.
Movies for 200.
I'm gonna applaud you for that though.
What is the highest grossing film of all time? Wait, what are you catching over there?
Because I know what it used to be, but I think it changed.
I don't know if it changed or not. If I have my guess, but I don't know which one it is. Can we get hints?
Yes. I can give you one hint. It's not Endgame.
No, not that. Is it in a series, like a series of movies?
I'm going to take the risk. Is it Avatar?
It is Avatar.
Oh, it didn't change.
Is
okay.
It really?
Yeah, because Endgame is right behind it.
Yeah.
Avatar has like 2.4
I've never seen that movie.
Billion and
it's good.
It is good.
I just know it's the one with the blue people.
Yeah, the effects are really good in the movie.
Oh, it's terrific.
Yeah. And it's over 10 years
I
old?
Was thinking there was a Star Wars
2012,
one.
Wasn't it?
Somewhere around that time.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was thinking that it was a Star Wars one because they've Star just Wars. Been around longer, so they could have amassed
more
views.
Well, it used to be, but like you got to take in terms of like money value. Yeah,
the only reason I said it's not Endgame is because Endgame was like one of the highest grossing in like a day.
Yeah.
Because it doubled what Infinity War had in like 2 days of it being out. Landon, pick a category.
Let's do Bryant High School 100.
Bryant High School for 100.
Get the small fries out of the way.
I just got here this year. You think I'm going to know all of this stuff?
What building number is the history building? Landon.
Building 8.
Come on.
Been going here 4 years.
Did you know it?
Yes, I knew that.
All right,
go there.
The podcast 100.
Podcast for 100. What was the podcast booth originally before we changed it?
What was it originally?
This room was originally something else. Yes, Asher?
It was just like a storage room. We literally had to...
I'll give it to you if he doesn't give me the correct answer. Because this was a different... It wasn't necessarily a storage room. It was being used as one, but it's not what it was.
Okay. I just remember that because we had to clear
it's an office.
Yes. Yeah. This was just originally an office because this used to be like where all like the principals and stuff were.
Yeah.
Like, because that's why it's so big. Mr. Westbrook doesn't use it. So we just transformed it into the podcast booth. It's a nice little quaint place.
Of course.
Landon?
Video games 100.
Video games for 100. This is just who's going to raise their hand faster. What was Nintendo's first console called? Asher?
N64.
No!
Are you serious, Asher? Dude!
Landon, what's the answer?
It's the Famicom.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
The
NES.
Yeah, the NES.
Oh, the NES.
Well, the Famicom came first, technically.
Yeah. I've never heard of the Famicom. What the heck
is that?
It's
the Japanese NES.
The Nintendo Entertainment System, like the gray box that you put cartridges in.
Bro, do you not know what an NES is?
I know what an NES is.
What'd you say?
Because I've actually seen those around, and I've never seen an N64 in my freaking life.
Dude, I have an N64.
Good for you.
Because N64 was the first time that they went 3D.
I never.
Yeah.
Okay, my first console was a Wii, so I don't
That makes sense.
How am I supposed to know that?
We're disappointed in you, Ash.
You're like a self-proclaimed Nintendo
fan.
Yeah,
you raised it.
No, I'm not.
You raised your hand. I was like, all right, Asher, what is it?
I'm not a full Nintendo fan.
He's PC.
Yes.
There is one PC question on here.
Okay. Okay, good.
Okay, Landon.
Let's do Fundamentals of Television 200.
Fundamentals of Television for 200. What program do we use to edit the news shows? Landon.
Final Cut.
Yes. Final Cut Pro. I did originally have a what editing software do we use to run the podcast, but that was way too obvious.
That's way too easy.
Yeah. All right, Landon. We're narrowing it down.
The podcast 200.
Podcast for 200. What was the last episode of the podcast before, or let me rephrase that. What was the last podcast episode we uploaded before Christmas break? Before when we uploaded, not recorded.
Before? I know which one. I know.
Like, because we uploaded it right before Christmas break and we didn't record until we came back.
Oh, it's that one. I know. I can name the episode because I know which ones came out during Christmas break.
Back and out of this one.
All right. Landon has chosen not to answer.
Yeah, I don't want to lose all my points.
It was... I know which episode it was. I don't know the name. Is that fine? Does that work?
I mean, if you can like tell me like who was on it, who was on the episode or something.
Yeah, it was episode 5. It was the No,
because episode 8 was the MCU episode.
But that one came out. No, that one came out during Christmas break.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Because Asher's Associates came out during Christmas break.
It came out before Spider-Man, like a month before.
That's when it was uploaded.
Do I need to pull up like the podcast? No, I can't because there's more episode questions. No, it is not episode 5. It was the Brooks Edmondson interview. Because it was originally for the live stream.
Oh, for the live event.
And then we took it and uploaded it after the Hornet Media Extravaganza one that we recorded with Mr. Westbrook. That's where I was trying to get you.
Yeah.
But no one gets that. Well, technically, you lose points.
I've been losing a lot of points because I don't know.
What is our point total, mister?
I will tell you all that after we finish this first round.
Oh, okay.
I mean, y'all can read it if you can, but just tell me.
I am at negative 600. Landon's at 900. He's just crushing me.
Landon, pick another category.
Bryant High School 300, please.
How many state championships has Bryant football won?
I don't know that.
Well, Mr. Westbrook kept repeating it so much the first semester, so are you opting out of this one, Ashley?
Yes, I'm opting. I don't know that. I got here this year. As far as I know, they've won one.
Landon?
This may be underestimating or overestimating. I think it's 6, right?
It is 4. Because everyone kept saying 4-peat.
I just believe in our team that much.
I mean, they've been undefeated, technically.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm going to let Astra choose this one because you've gotten
so
far.
No, don't do that.
Well, I got that one wrong. He deserves it.
Pink
Video
category.
Games 500.
Video games for 500. All right. This is the Steam question.
Oh, okay. This one.
What is the current highest rated game on Steam?
Highest rated?
Highest rated. And this is me Googling it and seeing multiple different links saying the same exact thing. So
can we get a hint on this one? This seems
like... Yeah, because there's a lot
of... It's 2D. It's not 3D.
It's 2D.
It's 2D.
That actually lowers it down by quite a bit.
Yeah, that's
like,
why.
That gets rid of like Ark Survival. That gets rid of Monster Hunter. That gets rid of a lot of games. Highest rated or highest sold?
Highest rated.
That's a lot of positive reviews.
I'm trying to think. There's no way it's that. There's...
Well, considering I don't know what that is, you're going to have to...
I don't want to say it in case if it is the answer. Like, that's the... But that's biased because that's the game I have the most hours in. So, of course, I'm going to say it's the highest rated one.
Are you opting out of this, Landon? All right. New hint. Y'all've mentioned this right before I said we were doing a trivia episode. Like, maybe a couple days ago, Landon?
No. Terraria.
It's Terraria.
What? I have 500 hours in that game. And the fact that I could not just...
I've never even played Terraria.
And say that it's my...
I said it was 2D,
can
but...
Can I walk out?
No, we still need you. But the other hint I was going to give, besides that one, would have been, it's Minecraft, but 2D.
I would have gotten that right away, because that is an atrocious...
Landon, pick a category instead of dancing.
Landon, stop.
Okay.
Rub it in later.
300 video games.
300 for video games. You got a daily double.
Okay, then.
All right. So you can wager amount of points that you want to be able to double, but if you don't get it right, then you lose that amount of points.
100.
All right. The Daily Double question is, the game Super Meat Boy was released in 2010. However, there was an older version of the game just called Meat Boy. What was the original Meat Boy game released on?
I know this.
What?
Newgrounds.
Yeah.
It is Newgrounds.
Yeah. Same thing with the Friday Night Funkin' thing that was out for a while.
And Alien Hominid, if you know what that is.
Alien Hominid, that's a good game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the original Riddle School was on there also.
Oh, all of Riddle School
is
on
there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Newgrounds is like where everything originated from. Yeah. Landon?
Fundamentals of Television 300.
What award did we win on a live stream? I need the name of the award.
I wasn't there. I had to leave early.
But you still watched other people win the same exact award. Landon?
The Student Television Network Award.
Well, no.
That's who gave it. That's not what the award is called.
I know. I got it.
Wait. I think
I'm giving you 10 seconds.
Is it the same name as all the other awards?
Like the other awards that won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we were like outstanding school.
I know it.
Yeah, sure.
It's like Broadcast Excellence.
It is the Broadcast Excellence Award.
Yeah, I got one.
It's the Student Television Network.
Yeah, they're the ones who gave it out.
Yeah.
Asher, pick a category.
You did subtract his points.
I did subtract his points.
Yeah. He had more than that. Oh,
yeah, because he won the Daily Double.
Oh, man, I'm getting crushed. I'm not going to know any of the podcast 500.
Podcast for 500. Recite the intro of the podcast, the one that I do every time.
I'll let Asher have it.
Asher?
Hello. What's happening, Hornets? And welcome to the... Oh, I'm stumbling over my words now. How do you do this every time with that fast?
Because seriously. I do it a lot.
He's efficient.
Hello. What's happening, Hornets? And welcome to the Hornet... How do you...
Yeah, you already botched.
Dude. Yeah.
I botched it.
You got
it. Whatever.
The first part, the hello, what's happening, Hornets.
Landed. I'm not going to do it because I'm giving him mercy at this point.
I'll give you one more try, Asher.
Yeah, let him have my try. Yeah.
Oh, so generous, Landon.
Oh, generously, yes.
Hello, what's happening, Hornets, and welcome to the What's Happening Hornets podcast. Today I'm joined by...
No. Hello, what's happening, Hornets, and welcome back to the Bryant Media Podcast. My name is Eli Hill, and with me today
The name of the podcast isn't the Bryant Media Podcast.
Yeah, but I say Bryant Media Podcast every time.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just don't pay attention then.
All right, -500.
My gosh.
Wait, you got it wrong. Asher, pick another category.
He's won, okay? Just
there's still double jeopardy.
Yeah,
we have a whole other round to do.
Oh my gosh. Bryant's high school 500.
How many elementary schools do we have in the district?
I don't know that.
Landon?
I believe it is 8.
It is 8.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know Davis and the
I went to Davis. Davis
we both went to Davis.
Yeah. We're the cool kids.
I know Davis because my sister goes
cool
there.
Cool kids.
Yeah.
All right. Landon.
I'll let Asher choose.
Do we just want to
Let's just knock them out. Yeah.
All right. Fundamentals of Television 400. What should you always carry with you to make sure that the lighting is right on your camera?
Oh, I know.
Landon?
A white sheet of paper.
My gosh.
Yep.
I have to take B-roll. I knew that. All right.
We're doing Bryant High School for 400.
My confidence
Wait, actually,
is
we can't
broken.
Do that one.
Why not?
Because it's another Daily Double.
Oh.
So only one person can answer. I mean, technically, y'all could both
Landon
answer.
Landon won, so.
Actually.
Let Asher do it, yeah.
All right.
All
right.
You get a chance.
Daily Double. Boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. All right.
Great sound
True
effects.
Or false? So you have a 50-50 shot.
All right.
True or false? The mascot for Bryant was originally a tiger, but because Benton already had their mascot as the panther, they changed it to the hornet so that they weren't too similar to their rival.
Asher, if you get this wrong, I'm going to be so upset.
It's also
I don't know
it's
this.
50-50. You got a 50-50
I
shot.
I moved here last year.
True
Just
or false?
Think about it.
I don't know.
A tiger is very specific.
A tiger, but the Benton one is panther.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But it's two cats. They're too similar. That's why they changed it.
Can I say the original mascot after he goes? Because I know what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, so false?
Asher, you are correct!
It is false.
It's because you...
We used to be the Mustangs.
Actually, before that, we used to be the 49ers.
Really?
Which is what I found out at the talent show. Because they had a Kahoot of Bryant High School trivia. And it said, what was the first mascot? And it was the 49ers.
So we were the 49ers,
the
Mustangs.
And then
the
Mustangs, and now the Hornets.
That's
Wait,
really
how
neat.
Many are you doubling?
All of them. Get me to zero, baby.
Hey, that's... Yeah, you're fine.
All
right. Negative points right, just make more negative.
Exactly.
The podcast for 400. What number episode of the podcast are we currently on? Not counting this one. So what episode? The last episode was the Shrek episode. What episode number is that one?
No.
I don't think that was the last one, though.
The Shrek episode is the current one.
Is it?
Yes. You want to know why? Because I edited it.
Okay, because Eli's then, a cool guy.
Asher?
Then it's answer? Episode 14, right?
It's not episode 14.
It's 14 or 13, one of the two.
Landon, do you have an answer?
I'm going to say, is it 13? If it's not 13, it's 12.
It's 15.
We're at 15?
Yeah.
We mass-produced these bad boys. We're like a well-oiled machine. Oh, 14 was the
Dungeons and Dragons one.
We're going to the date. We're going to Double Jeopardy now.
What's our point total, my friend?
Port turtle. You have negative 400.
Thanks.
You have 1400.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but it's daily. It's not daily double. It's Double Jeopardy. So Asher could easily come back, and there are different categories.
I can't. We have points that I don't have.
General knowledge, cartoons, YouTube, fact or fiction. And pop culture.
Okay, I might do a little better on these ones.
Or not Landon. Asher, you go first since you have the least amount of points.
I believe
YouTube 1200.
YouTube for 1200. What did you have to type in on the YouTube search bar to have the whole screen shake to a certain song? Landon? Or not Landon. Asher.
Excuse me.
What is with me and names today?
I can't think of it.
It's Do the Harlem Shake.
It is Do the Harlem Shake.
I knew that one. I did it. I did something.
It's crazy. All right. Pick another category.
Fact or fiction 200.
All right. This is y'all both answer at the same time.
Okay.
Because it's a true or false. So if I let one of y'all answer and you get it wrong, then...
Do you want to do it on like the count of three?
Yes.
Afterwards?
Yes.
Okay. You'll count.
What did you say? 200?
200.
For 200. All right. Dogs are allergic to chocolate. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
False. True.
It is fact. Dogs are allergic to chocolate.
Yeah, the chemicals in them, like the chemical in chocolate, they can't consume.
I thought, no, only some dogs are. Because
no, all dogs are.
All dogs are allergic to chocolate.
It's just like smaller dogs are more susceptible to it.
I thought, no, because, no, there were some dogs that like, they would eat chocolate and love it and then be perfectly fine. Like, so.
Everything I looked up said that dogs are allergic to chocolate. I even went to a veterinarian website.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I knew like for that they were allergic to grapes or whatever.
Really?
That like yeah, no, if you grapes and raisins like mess up a dog's insides.
Yeah. That's good and garlic. I didn't know that until we got dogs. Landon, pick a category.
I thought chocolate was just some dogs though, not all.
Let's go with cartoons 400.
Cartoons for 400. What is the longest running cartoon show in the United States?
I don't know.
Landon?
The Simpsons.
It's The Simpsons.
Yeah.
My parents never let me watch that show.
I don't watch it either. It's like it's a weird boring version of Family Guy. All right.
It's a weird version.
I'm not allowed to watch that one either.
Yeah, I don't watch Family Guy either, but.
Yeah, fair. Let's go with General Knowledge 800.
General Knowledge for 800. This is also kind of a troll answer.
I see you laughing.
All right, whoever answers this faster. What is the powerhouse of the cell?
Mitochondria.
You didn't.
He said whoever answers faster. It was meant for whoever raises their hand.
You did technically also raise your hand faster than Landon.
See, there you go.
But yes, I meant that it is the mitochondria. All right, Asher. See, you're coming back.
All right, I got this. Cartoons 200.
Cartoons for 200. What went into the formula that made the Powerpuff Girls?
Landon. Chemical X.
There's more to it than just chemical X.
Oh, three parts. Sugar, spice, everything nice, and then chemical X also went into it. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if anyone would get the chemical X part.
Yeah.
No, yeah, well, no, chemical
that's
X.
Like
yeah.
The one everyone
that's the entire
know.
Meme.
Yeah. Landon, pick a category.
Cartoons 800.
Cartoons for 800.
I'm just saying, in this cartoons category, if there isn't a Gravity Falls question, I am going to scream.
Bro.
You might want to get it out of your system right now, then.
Scream into your... No, don't.
All right. What vegetable does Popeye eat to gain super strength?
Oh, wait.
Landon.
Spinach.
It's spinach.
Oh, come on.
Dude, cartoons are like my lifestyle.
There is one on here that I'm not sure any of y'all will know.
Okay.
Landon, pick one. You just knocking out cartoons or?
No, let's do YouTube 200.
YouTube for 200.
Got to spice it up.
What year did YouTube first start? I only need
I'm not answering this one.
2006.
I know it's in the 2000s.
It's 2005.
Yeah. It started earlier?
Yep. It started in 2005.
I was close at least.
So. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We have 10 minutes, by the way.
Okay, yeah, we got.
Okay.
All right. I mean, we don't need to, like.
How about you choose it, and then like, all right. We just start going?
Yeah. Let's do pop culture for 8. We haven't touched pop culture. What did Mandalorian fans name the child in the Disney Plus series, Landon?
Baby Yoda.
Come on.
He's raising his hand. He's got his hand before it
was the question was finished.
You can do that too. You don't have to listen to me finish the question.
It's like Quiz Bowl. You can buzz in before he's done.
All right. I don't know what quiz.
I'm literally wearing a Quiz Bowl shirt.
General knowledge for 1,000. What is the most popular dog breed?
I don't know that. I'm not even going to attempt that. I'm not going to attempt that.
Labrador Retriever.
Really? Okay. Yep.
A bunch of people said Golden Retriever, and I'm like, no, it's not gold.
It's Labrador.
All right, fact or fiction for 8. The Atari 2600 was the first video game console ever. Y'all both answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
False.
Y'all are both correct.
Yeah. It was the Pong.
Bonus question. Do y'all know what the first video game console was? It has an actual name. It's not just Pong. It only played Pong.
I don't know.
Hold on. Y'all both get these points.
I just know that you could play Snake on your calculator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it.
Does that count?
Played Pong. I just don't know Wait, is it the ColecoVision?
It's not ColecoVision.
Oh, no, that's a different.
That came out after.
Yeah.
It's the Magnavox Odyssey. I don't know if any of y'all have heard of that before.
The Magnavox Odyssey
first? Beat Atari 2600 by 5 years.
I knew Magnavox heck. I didn't know that Odyssey was that early. Jeez.
Yeah. All right. YouTube 4000. What was YouTube originally marketed as when it was first created? It wasn't marketed as a video playing platform.
Oh, I know this.
Well, if you know it, then answer the question.
I don't remember it. I remember.
Then you don't know?
Well, but I remember you. I remember some like I seeing reading it. Like
yeah, I have a guess, but I'm not gonna say it.
Y'all both not answering.
I'm playing safe.
It was advertised as a dating website.
See, that's really interesting to know.
All right.
You would make short videos like advertising yourself.
General knowledge for 400. What is Arkansas known as, Landon?
The natural state.
It is the natural state.
I don't know that one. I just call it Pirate Kansas.
Really?
Because I find it funny.
We used to have a high population of black bears, and then around the Civil War, we started killing a bunch of them. Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. You said that about how
Oh, yeah, no, like, I know. Like, Arkansas was before...
Yeah, Arkansas came before Kansas.
I just call it that because Kansas is
so
funny.
Really, Kansas should be called Kansaw.
Kansaw.
All right, pop culture for 400. What's the name of the dwarf who accompanies Frodo on his quest in the Lord of the Rings films? Landon?
Sam.
No.
No, that's not
Samwise is not a dwarf. He's also a hobbit.
Oh, no.
He's also the
my God.
It's the other guy with the thing. I don't remember his name because I haven't seen... I haven't actually seen all of the Lord of the Rings.
It's Gimli.
Gimli.
Gimli. All right. Fact or fiction for 1,200.
Okay.
You'll both answer at the same time.
Yes,
if
sir.
Dogs or cats... If a cat or dog's whiskers are cut short, it'll shorten their lifespan. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
False.
There's no way that's true.
That only affects their balance.
Yeah, because whiskers are like help them like navigate and stuff. Originally, the question was, what a cat's whiskers help them go through a daily life? But I thought that was too simple.
Yeah.
All right. YouTube for 800. What is the most disliked YouTube video?
I know. It's... Oh, wait. Do I have to say the specific year?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't know the specific year. I know it's a YouTube Rewind. Well, I've already risen my hand. 2016. Gonna guess that. Wait, no.
Is it the 2018?
It's 2018.
Yeah,
it's
2018 that's the one with Will Smith in it, right?
That's the one with Will Smith in it.
Oh, that's hot.
I just knew it was a YouTube Rewind.
Yeah, I stopped making them.
Cartoons for 1,000. What animation company made Tom and Jerry, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You, and the Flintstones?
I don't know.
Warner Brothers.
Wait, no.
Warner Brothers bought them out, but it's not Warner Brothers.
I know what it is.
I don't know.
I heard you say it.
It's Hanna-Barbera.
It's Hanna-Barbera.
I didn't know they made Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. Tom and Jerry is what I knew them for, not Scooby-Doo.
I knew them for...
I always thought Boomerang made Scooby-Doo. Boomerang is just a like Cartoon Network. It just has...
It's
just
the Hanna-Barbera channel.
All right. YouTube 400. What is the most subscribed YouTube channel? Asher?
Which one? Because there's technically... There's a battle between two different...
You have to say the one that...
No, that battle is already long gone.
T-Series. Sadly.
Joke's on you, PewDiePie forever. No, it's T-Series. Yeah. You got that right.
Unfortunately, it's T-Series.
Yeah, they broke 200 million. Yeah.
It's because, well...
It's because it's in India. It's an Indian...
Yeah,
like it's a whole production company.
No, it's because in India, like people, whenever they make a YouTube account, it's like automatically subscribed to T-Series.
Well, that's like back. That was like a rumor back in the day.
I know that was a rumor, but like, right. There's also been rumors of subbots and like a lot of other stuff.
It's the war is dead. Let it die.
General knowledge for 200. What is the current president of the United States? Landon.
Joe Biden. Yep.
I just didn't raise my hand.
You got to do that. General knowledge for 1200.
Mr. 46.
What does the com, what is com short for in .com?
Ooh, it's Asher. Company, right?
It is not company.
Because there's org for organization.
Yeah, but this is for like websites, though.
It's not company.
Okay.
Landon, you're giving me a look that I'm like.
I know some of the jargon.
I didn't know this until I looked it up.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah, I don't know. Tell us.
Commercial.
Really?
Yep. Is it? Okay. It's commercial.
I always thought it was like company.
That. Yeah, I can see how
organization,
you think that.
And then like
and gov for government,
and then network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's commercial. Which
neat.
I think it's because it's for like commercial websites.
But then YouTube.com, like, Google.com.
Commercial websites.
Yeah, they're for like public usage for like everyone. Yeah, can use.
I never thought. I just thought it was for company because cool. That would make more sense to me.
Yeah, but it's weird. Neat.
I guess I'm just wrong.
Pop culture for 200. Who is the Tiger King?
I've never watched that movie or show, whatever it is. I just know it's on Netflix.
It's like a meme documentary. Well, okay. It's not a meme documentary. It's a documentary, but people turned it into memes.
I'm picturing this smug man in my head with his blonde hair and goatee. I can't think of it.
Is it whoever like Carol Baskin's husband was?
No, Carol Baskin's is just like his enemy.
Okay. The guy's name is Joe Exotic.
God, I know he was Joe something. I was going to say Joe Dirt.
All right. Fact or fiction for 400. Mario's last name is officially Mario. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fact. True.
Y'all are both correct.
It's a Mario.
And Luigi
it's
Mario.
A Mario.
Yep.
Do the Mario swing
your arms.
No, we don't want to get copyrighted. Okay, everybody,
no.
Stop. FBI, open up.
Hit the right. Deck.
Cartoons for 1200. What was the name of the animation that first introduced Mickey Mouse?
No. Oh, wait. Oh, is it that one? If it's that one, then I think I know what it is. I'm not going to say it because Landon already wrote
it. Wasn't
his
it Steamboat Willie?
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
The one that plays before like a lot of their movies.
Right before every like animation movie. All right.
Okay.
Fact or fiction for 1,000. You can tell a tree's age by how withered it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
False.
True.
No, it's by the rings.
It's fiction. Yeah.
Yeah, it's by the rings.
By the rings on the stump of the tree.
Yep.
Yeah. If it's withered, that just tells you it's dead.
All right. Dying. Pop culture for 1,200.
Okay.
Who was originally cast as the voice of Shrek before Mike Myers was eventually given the role?
I don't know it.
He unfortunately died before he could play Shrek.
Shrek came out before I was born, so...
Shrek
or like
came out
around
in,
the,
2001.
Yeah, before I was born. I don't know it.
Donkey!
No, I don't know.
It is Chris Farley.
Rit?
Yeah, he was in stuff like Tommy Boy, SNL, and Coneheads.
Chris Farley was in Coneheads?
He was in Coneheads.
I didn't know that.
Oh, wait. I can't do that. Okay.
All right. Which YouTuber was in The Mockingjay?
Pop culture for 1,000. This is the last question.
Okay.
Oh, and there's the bell.
We got time.
All right. Now in second place, as it was recently passed by the Demon Slayer movie, what used to be the highest grossing anime film of all time?
Like movie or like
movie
show?
Movie? Because the Demon Slayer movie recently.
Yeah, no, the Demon Slayer movie passed it. There's a couple anime movies, and if it's that one, then then that one should not be it.
It came out, I think it came out in 2001.
Oh.
It's old.
I don't think
I
know
sure
it then.
Pretty sure it came out in 2001.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know it then.
I can't think of it.
Spirited Away.
Was it Spirited Away?
It was Spirited Away for the longest time.
It came out in 2001.
I didn't realize, that came out in 2001,
sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, Studio Ghibli makes some slapping.
They make a lot of movies.
Yeah, they make good stuff.
All right. Well,
I
want to
came out sooner.
Thank y'all so much for joining me on this trivia episode of the podcast. Oh wait,
Landon.
I gotta see how many. Yeah, Landon definitely won.
Yeah.
For the first round, he had 1,400, and for the last round, he had 3,600.
Holy crap!
Asher had negative 400 for the first round and 2,400.
I made a little bit of a comeback.
Yeah, you
first round just kind of, I was, yeah,
I made so Mr. Heatherly proud.
You had 2,000 and Landon had 50,000.
50,
or 5,000, not 50,000.
I was about to say.
Shh, don't worry about it. I can math.
Seriously, though, my question that I kind of said there a little bit. Which YouTuber was in, not necessarily the Mockingjay, but the Hunger Games series?
I have no idea. I remember seeing
Moist
something
Critical.
About it. Yeah, it was
Moist Critical.
He's the star Woo! Of the film.
Yeah,
franchise.
Baby. That's what I've been waiting for.
Closer to the...
Yes.
All right. I want to thank y'all so much for joining me this episode. I've been Eli Hill, and with me, I've had...
Asher Bird.
And...
Landon Boyd.
And this has been What's Happening Hornets.